Shalom Aleichem, we're continuing with the topic of ways to avoid or prevent Ayin Hara, and we've gone through seven different ways, and I'll recap them very quickly, and then we'll go on today, Amir Tzashem, to number 8 and number 9. So the first one we saw is Davar HaSamui Min Ayin. If we are tzanua about brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, we're not giving people a reason to be jealous, to be envious of us, because we're not disclosing openly those brachas, we're being tzanua about it, so there will not be an ayin hara. That's number one. Number two, fish. Number two, the birkas kohanim, yivarach Hashem v'yishmerecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be to shmira for us, including ayin hara, we'll be protected. Number four is the color of techeles. That's why when you go to Tzvas, you see a lot of techeles color around. Number five, the most famous, tzaka, tzaka, tatzil mimavis tzaka, is a savior from all types of ills and woes, including ayin hara. Number six, Talmud Torah, is a major shmira. And number seven, purchasing a sefer Torah and tefillin, especially when somebody has a financial windfall, so at least with some of the proceeds to buy those items, sefer Torah and tefillin. But then we modified that and said it's not only buying, but it's somebody, according to the Torah Tumimah, who will dedicate it for public use, letzorach rabim, for others to use. That is the shmir, and accordingly, tzid kasol medes la'ad, his tzedakah will protect him for the future, for eternity. That was applied by some poskim to be all items, not necessarily only, not limited to sefer Torah and tefillin. If somebody donates money, we could say as well, donates items for the public good and public consumption, public use of the items, like a sefer Torah and tefillin to use, be used by others, that would be a shmira from Ayin Hara. Now we're moving forward to number eight, tzitzis. According to the Arizal, tzitzis is a shmira from Ayin Hara as well. He says as follows, tzitzis, mitzila me'ena bisha de kolchos atuma. Tzitzis saves us from the Ayin Eina bisha, that's like the Ayin Hara, but he says the Ayin Hara of the kolchos atuma, and that's not the Ayin Hara from people, that's an Ayin Hara from the kolchos atuma, the evil spirits. Rabbi Nachum Meshiv says, if this applies, that the Ayin Hara, that the tzitzis is going to protect us from an Ayin Hara of the kolchos atuma, kal v'chomer, kol shechem to kal v'chomer, it will protect us from an Ayin Hara from people. So there we have it, tzitzis, wearing a talis as a protection. And we have three interesting minhagim, ramifications to this. We have said in the past that there is some have a minhag that's brought by the Machzor Vitri, that when a father brings his son the first time to learn Aleph Beis, brings him to the Talmud Torah, he covers him up. Now the Machzor Vitri just says covers him up, but it doesn't say with what is he covered. But in fact, many people cover the child with a talis. Those who do this minhag, they cover with a talis. So based on the Arizal, who's telling us that when you have tzitzis, a talis, tzitzis, they save you from ayin hara, accordingly we understand why people would cover the child with a talis in particular and not other items, because it protects, according to the Arizal, from ayin hara. So that is ramification of this number one. Number two, the spreading of a talis on top of the chasen and kala under the chuppah. So some people have that minhag, or it could be the chuppah itself is a talis all the way at the top. Some people, in fact, just cover the talis over the chasen and kala. And that's the same concept here based on the Arizal, that the time of the chuppah is the most public display of a marriage, and that is why it's the most risky when it comes to ayin hara concerns. And accordingly, right then, when we have the highest risk of ayin hara, public display of getting married, cover them with the tzitzis, with the talis, and that will protect from the ayin hara. That is ramification number two of this Arizal, saying that tzitzis is a protection from ayin hara. Number three, Rav Yosef Pelagi says as follows, there is a minhag, and this is an antiquated minhag, all going all the way back, that somebody is giving a drasha, giving a shir, would cover himself with a talis, would have a talis over his head at the time of the drasha, then that would be indeed for the same reason, because there are some that say that there's an ayin hara when somebody gives a drasha. Accordingly, to protect from that, one would wear a talis over the head, ituf over the head, but wearing a talis in a normal way, and that would protect against the ayin hara. So there we have it, tzitzis and three ramifications. We'll just add another shmira. This is going to be number nine. We went through seven before today. Eight was tzitzis or talis. And number nine is a mezuzah. Now the Sefer Zechira says it's not simply Eskulafayin hara, having up the mezuzah, it's not that simple. This is his language as follows. Segula lihinatam ayin hara. What's the actual skula? To be protected from an ayin hara. Yomar zeh lifnei ha-mezuzah baboker. What you have to do is say, act your mezuzah when in the morning. Apparently on a daily basis, have the shmira. It's a pasuk in Bereishis Mem Tes Chaftaled. Ben, Paras, Yosef, etc. So you'd have to say that pasuk. And in addition to say it backwards. Now, it's not exactly backwards. Within each word, you're going to reverse the letters. So instead of, for example, the first word, ben, you're going to say, that's ben, bet, nun. We're going to say nun, bet. So it's going to be nav or nov or something like that. So you're going to say that for that pasuk and then reverse each word within of itself and say that as well. And that, according to the Sefer Zechira, is indeed another shmira. This is number 9 for us, a shmira from Ayin Hara. Have a wonderful day.